to provide support, encouragement, and motivation as I work on becoming the best me I can possibly be in my personal life and in my marriage. You must be able to provide constructive criticism and other forms of feedback in a way that I will feel helped, not put down. Position requires one who will be very patient with my weaknesses, yet knows how to inspire me to continue striving to become better and better. Needs to be persistent in helping me remember my goals, the progress I've made, and my potential for growth during times when I might become discouraged. Will help me refocus and stay on track when I slip back into old habits. Must be someone I like and care about. An individual I'll work hard to please and won't want to disappoint. As one who is absolutely committed to my growth and development, this person simply will not let me fail in this, the most important endeavor of my life.
Here's the good news. The ideal person to fulfill this job description is your marriage partner. Whether or not your husband or wife is currently skilled in these areas is unimportant. He or she is potentially the very best person for the job. As our best friend, soulmate, and helpmate, our spouse is best suited to be our partner for life, our life partner. In reality, our own husband or wife is the most important human among all human resources available to us, as well as the most significant other, to help us realize our potential. This is true for personal goals as well as marriage goals. Our spouse is, at least theoretically, the one person on the planet who is best positioned to help us grow into the person we want to become. So why doesn't this happen more often? Usually it's one of two reasons. Number one, the marriage is more in a survival mode rather than a thriving mode, mainly because the marriage partners need to do a better job of applying the other five practices. Or two, the spouses have never really understood the grow practice, much less the incredible benefits that they could enjoy by applying it. However, once this sinks in, and we both really get the picture, there's no end to how we can begin to synergize with each other. We should keep in mind that personal responsibility is always the first order of business. If we want to achieve a goal, we must first make a personal commitment to do whatever it takes to accomplish that objective. Afterwards, it is important to solicit support from our helpmate. Two examples illustrate how to communicate this to a spouse. One, I want to work on becoming more mature in the way I handle my personal frustrations. There are several things I can do on my own, but I could really use some support from you. Would you be willing to help me? Two, I'm committed to eating more nutritiously. I think my progress would go much faster if we worked on this together. How would you feel about joining me in this endeavor?
A caution to keep in mind with the grow practice. Sometimes in our zeal to help our mate grow, we can lose sight of a core principle which is fundamental to anyone's development, personal agency. The right of every individual to make personal choices and direct his or her own life. Each person should make his or her own decisions about what areas the person might like to improve in life. No adult wants to feel that he or she has become a spouse's project. It's essential that each mate be shown the dignity and respect of making personal decisions about his or her growth. A failure to do this guarantees that both husband and wife will have a negative experience. Once a man and woman have agreed to truly support one another in their desires to grow, they may want to consider several ways to mobilize spousal synergy in the relationship. Some of these ways were explained earlier in the book. Hopefully, this will help you see how the same basic concepts can be applied to the grow practice in ways that can yield dividends at an even higher level of return. Ways couples can enhance spousal synergy. Be effective sounding boards. Take advantage of feedback. Practice new behaviors on one another. Focus on complementarity. Become creative catalysts.
Be effective sounding boards